We're 10 minutes in, by the way.
That's only it?
50 minutes to go. Oh, it's going to be fine. Whiz. It's going to be fine.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sneaky Dragon. My name is David Dedrick.
I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
I'm also Ian Boothby.
And he's Ian Boothby.
All right.
Well, welcome to Sneaky Dragon. This is show 31. And in case you missed it, this is our contest show. Is that how you describe it? A contest show?
I don't describe it as that. That's what it is. That's the dictionary definition. It's not opinion. It's just fact.
Okay. It's a show with a contest.
That's right. Based on a contest. It was based on a novel written
by a man named Lear?
Yep, by a man named Lear. I was going to go L. Ron Hubbard, but a man named Lear is good. As I mentioned in a previous episode, David loves the Beatles.
And I also like to Clang Associates. As soon as you say it's written based on a novel by a man named, I go, man named Lear.
There you go.
I can't help it.
That's right. Now what you just listened to was us tangenting off. That is something that people have said they like about this podcast.
Yeah.
They have not said they don't like it, but I think they're being polite.
Yeah.
So the purpose of this specific one-of-a-kind podcast is we're going to try and stay on a topic for an entire episode.
This was our challenge to ourselves, and we challenged the audience, our listeners, to send in suggestions.
Yeah. Now, you may remember when Dave was going through Lent and had given up sugar. We're giving up tangents for 1 hour.
1 hour. Which is harder to me. It sounds harder to me.
Yeah.
With our apparently ADD personalities for us to stay on one topic. If you listen to the last week's show, we did not stay on a topic for more than 5 seconds.
But we did not attempt it either.
Oh, that's true.
All right. So what we've done is we've asked you, the listeners, to help us out. You have supplied us with topic suggestions. We have placed them in a hat. We are going to draw. Dave is going to shut his eyes.
Yep.
Or take off his glasses. Either way, you're blind.
Either way, I'm blind as a bat.
All right. Reach into the hat. Pick out a suggestion. And the second that you read it, I will start the timer. We will have to do 1 hour on that topic.
Okay.
Okay. We could do aspects of that topic. Say the topic was birds. We could do a thing about birds and different types of birds. We could do a thing, say, about a baseball team like the Orioles. We could do that.
We could talk about the band, the birds?
Cardinals. The band, the birds. Okay. Exactly. We could talk about Larry Bird Johnson. We could talk about Bird.
Who's Larry Bird Johnson?
Wait a minute. Who am I thinking about?
I think it's Larry Bird.
Yeah. Who's Larry? Who's that?
I think you're getting Larry Bird, the basketball player, mixed up with Magic Johnson, the basketball player, because I think they were kind of one was on the Celtics, one was on the Lakers.
No, they fused together.
They fused into one Larry Bird Johnson. It's now one individual.
They fused together. Are you not aware of that?
I follow sports to a degree, but I'm not a huge basketball fan, so I probably missed that.
I was about to start tangenting. We're not going to do that.
We're not allowed to do that.
We are allowed to do it until you drop from the hat.
Okay.
Now we are going to do
we're
that.
Do the, okay.
I had a hilarious bit about all the basketball players fusing together into one super player and then going up against a Harlem Globetrotters robot. Normally we would have that and you would laugh for 5 minutes. Not going to happen today. It's on target. All right, Dave, shut your eyes. Dave is reaching into the hat.
A Harlem Globetrotters robot made of various members of Gilligan's Island?
Sure. That would have been fine. That would have been hilarious, but we're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'm reaching in.
I'm really praying that it's not body hair, because that could have been it. Now, Dave, read it out loud. What have we got?
We've got Mike Roth's suggestion.
Yeah.
Clip shows.
Clip shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, for those of you that don't know, all right, well, we're going to start right now. Clip shows.
Countdown begins. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Now, you might be thinking clip shows are the episode of a sitcom. Now, this happened a lot in the 70s, where there'd be a very special episode, and things would happen like you would have a wedding, or you'd have a death of a character, and a clip show was where they would have a bris.
A bris?
Yeah. They would have a baby, and they'd go, the baby brought us all the ratings, and they're like, what can we do to top this? Bris. That would be the original clip show.
I think that's actually a snip show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I may be incorrect. Now, what you do with a clip show is you have a situation happen, and then you just rerun old episodes of it would be great if we could just do that.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You know what? Like, the real trick on this would be if you just at this point just edited in old episodes of segments from our show.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Would that be a good scammer-oolie? We could just go grab a couple of burgers right now and just say, fuck this.
We're done.
Oh, damn it. That would be good. But anyway, all right. So can you remember any famous clip shows from when you watched television, before you stopped watching television because you only went to books?
I only read Nooks.
And it is a tangent, but it's on topic. Are there any books does the clip show exist in any other medium besides television?
Well, I wouldn't think in exactly the same. I mean, an anthology like a humor anthology where excerpts of books and things are put into into a collection.
That would count as a clip
like
show,
the Subtreasury of American Humor by E.B. White.
But normally,
Catherine White.
Normally, traditionally, in a clip show, it would be things involving the characters that are, like, say, flashing back and remembering. Mm-hmm. They would not do that in a book where they would remember. Like, you would not have, Jeeves and Wooster. You would not have them go, oh, remember this. And then,
remember
like,
the time.
Yeah, and then they'd go in. That would not occur.
No.
But you, where it would occur is in movie form. There was a Pink Panther movie where I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe they remembered old things that Clouseau did, and I think that's about the only one I could think of where.
But even then, it wasn't exactly a clip show, I don't think, because it was playing stuff that had never been shown in movie form, right?
True, true. That
There's
is,
more
that
outtakes,
is true.
Hilarious outtakes.
Understood. So it does not qualify.
So really, clip shows. You know what? And off the top of my head, I cannot think of a single clip show that I've ever seen.
Really?
Really.
Okay, I can start you off with... Okay.
Okay. Go ahead,
the first one that I can remember is All in the Family, and it was, okay. I believe, Archie and Mike in the basement. Somehow they got locked in, and I don't know why, but it felt like they were going to die.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, well, we're dead. And I don't know if it was because, like, Edith and Gloria had left for a couple of days.
Okay.
And they were locked in, and there was no food, and they'd have to eat each other. And I think they started to remember things that had happened in the past, and they flash back to all those sorts of things.
Okay. Wow. See, I honestly can't think of a single...
Okay.
Well, there must be one on Happy Days.
Well, it reminds... Yes, I believe there... Oh, I think there was quite a few on Happy Days. I think there was quite a few on Happy
so
Days.
So is the clip show kind of a variation of the bottle show?
Well, very close. On the show Community, which is one of my favorite TV shows, they did both a bottle episode, and I can't tangent off to that too much, but it does relate to what we're talking about because they also, the reason I know the bottle thing is, they refer to it as a bottle episode in there. A bottle episode was made famous by Star Trek, who, you know, it was like the ship in the bottle. We can't leave the ship. So it's the ship in the bottle episode.
Okay.
That's where bottle episode comes from.
Is that what...
So you're stuck in the ship, you cannot leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good cheap one for, you know, the networks to produce.
It's a good cheap one, but it's the most imaginative. I think it puts a lot of demand on the writer of that episode to create something interesting as a bottle episode. Whereas a clip show, that's the opposite is true. It's basically, you know, kind of a lame excuse to string a bunch of clips together.
Right.
And you wouldn't really...
Both are money-saving ventures.
Both are money-saving ventures, but one is kind of a cheap... The other one seems to me like... Right.
It's cheap, but the benefit of it is this. It's like if you're say a show that's maybe not that super popular, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know if The Nanny's ever done one, but let's just assume The Nanny must have done one. You're not going to normally want to watch The Nanny. There's nothing that's going to make you go, you love Fran Drescher. You love nannies.
Yeah.
You love rich people. You love horrible laughs. But if you were to watch an episode and they wanted to sell you on this show, you want to see the best of.
Yeah.
Let's see what's the – and so what you can do with a clip show is you can like just run only the best, funniest bits like one after the other. And you go, this show is hilarious.
Yeah.
And you don't have to see the touching moments. You just have to see the hilarious moments. And if you do see the touching moments, you see them really fast, like just like, oh, I get it. And it's done. You know, so it makes sense. It's a good sales pitch for the show. It's infinitely cheap for the network to do. It's easy on the actors in case they're doing a movie or want to do something or take some time off.
Because
Fran Drescher, she can't laugh like that all the time. That's going to tear her voice to shit. That's why you haven't seen her for years. It's because her voice could not take that. You know, and God bless the mother on Family Guy for taking up that slack. Of that same annoying laugh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gee. Not a million miles away.
Not at all. Okay, well, let me just say, I think the very first clip show was on The Andy Griffith Show. It took place in Sam's Barbershop. That was the first. It's completely in there. So it was kind of a combination
May he rest in peace.
It was a combination bottle episode clip show. That's right. Andy Griffith has just passed away. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Andy Griffith.
I'm trying to think if shows like The Honeymooners or I Love Lucy or anything like that. Now, I'm tempted to think that The Brady Bunch had a clip show, but I think I'm confusing two things. Because I always think of the first clip show that I remember is, again, the All in the Family, stuck in the basement, we're going to die.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch had an episode where they got stuck in Sam's freezer we're going to die.
Hmm.
And the interesting thing in the All in the Family one was we're going to starve. But I guess in the freezer, if you had frozen meat, maybe you could survive on that for a while.
No.
If you took a knife and just like sucked on some meat for a while.
You couldn't even cut it, though.
You couldn't cut the meat?
No.
Really couldn't just chip off a little bit of meat and eat that, put that in your mouth, let it dissolve?
Have you ever tried to chip meat, like frozen?
I've had chipped beef.
It's different, though, isn't it?
Is it? How's that different? No, tangent. No,
yeah, you're
no,
tangenting.
No, clip show. Back to clip shows.
Good catch.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's go another famous clip show. I think it's So It's Come to This, a clip show, was a Simpsons episode.
Okay.
And I'm tempted to say it was the one where Homer had a heart attack. And I think that was the first clip show that they... Do you remember the one where Homer had a heart attack?
No.
Okay, here's what happens in the episode. Bart's playing a prank on Homer. Like, he's mad at Homer for some reason.
Yeah.
And he takes the beer in the fridge and takes it down to the paint supply store, puts it in the paint shaker, and lets it shake for like about an hour.
Okay.
Brings it back, and it's rumbling.
Yeah.
Puts it in the fridge. Homer opens it, and like a nuclear explosion of beer appears from the distance. And then I think Homer goes to the hospital.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's not his heart attack, but he's putting the hospital and maybe he'll die.
Yeah.
And then it's them saying to him all these memories they have of like, remember the good times, and they cut to, you know, Homer choking Bart or something like that.
So it cuts to scenes where his voice is suddenly different and he's drawn in a completely different way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where he sounds like Walter Matthau all of a sudden. Hey Bart, what's going on? No kids. Yeah, exactly. Now here's a thing about clip shows. When there's something. Well, say you and I were having a clip show.
Yeah.
And we remember like, hey, Dave, remember that time we talked about Bruce Springsteen? And then if say, you know, we would flash to it.
Yeah.
What I would like to see.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah. It's.
Did we?
But I never understand, like, whose memory are you looking at? Like, it's both of them remembering it at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Exactly like it happened from a third person perspective. It's like, that's not how you remember stuff at all.
No. And you would have different memories of it. In my case, no memory at all.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do a clip show is like, hey, remember that time we did this? And then you see that clip that you remember, but from that person's perspective, and then it's creepy, and you see that fourth wall that you never see in a sitcom and go like, oh my God, that's what the other wall of The Simpsons place looks like. Oh my God, that's what, you know, well, maybe at The Simpsons you do see that fourth wall, but like All in the Family you wouldn't, Happy Days you wouldn't.
No.
That does make me think, oh, damn it, it's too tangent-y. Oh, it's funny, though. I'm going to say it. Is that it would be funny if, like, you see in a show where you never see that fourth wall, and then one day you see it, and it's all horrible things, like pictures of swastikas and Hitler, and just, like, horrible phrases, and just, like, you know, you just find out that the person is a horrible anti-Semite, but you never saw it because you never saw that one wall of the house.
I don't know if that would be good, but it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, has the clip show gone away?
Has the clip show gone away? Well,
as a person who's never seen one.
As a person who has a memory of them. Well, I think I probably watched them.
We're 10 minutes in, by the way.
That's only it?
50 minutes to go. Oh, it's going to be fine.
Whiz.
It's going to be fine.
Okay. So I think I'm sure I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, I used to watch a tremendous amount of television.
Right.
I know it doesn't sound like it now. But once upon a time, I used to park myself in front of the TV. But
well, there used to be
they're
like,
not memorable.
Mr. Ed did have one episode as well, but I believe that was a clip clop show.
Nice.
All right, go back to your talking about being a child and watching TV.
Well, I was just going to say I just don't think that they're memorable enough to stick in your mind.
Well, you mix them up because are you remembering the clip or are you remembering the episode that the clip came from?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have not watched the Brady Bunch. I have not watched the Brady Bunch since it was on television originally. When I was a little kid.
Right.
So I don't know what age I was. I don't even know when it was on television. But it was on a long time ago, and I watched it then. And so I've never seen it again, but there are things I remember still that stick in my mind. Greg making a fake UFO, the Benedict Arnold episode, the quiz show one, the one they sing and Bobby or Peter's voice changes.
Davy Jones.
I don't remember the Davy Jones one. See, that no memory of that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I remember there was a show where I think Jesse James or something, victim of Jesse James from the show. Like if I think about it, I can remember parts of the show. I haven't seen it in, you know, 35 years or whatever, but I can remember those things. A clip show. It wouldn't evoke those kind of memories for me, though. So and I didn't watch All in the Family, so let's just throw that out the door. But if
because
I was
as a racist, you found that show offensive.
I found that show offensive.
It was it was too close to home.
It was, you know, someone who really hates Polacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, pronounces the word toilet as turlet.
You were really ignorant back then, as they say.
I was quite indignant.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I think that at Clip Show, I would never remember that now. Like, it wouldn't have any particular memory for me, you know, like, unlike particular episodes of Brady Bunch or The Monkees or whatever I happened to watch when I was a kid. And I remember those shows really well.
Well, you need to be careful also sometimes in clip shows where often you can't flash back too far. Because if, say, like there was a Facts of Life one that I sort of remember that was a clip show. But you can't flash back to the first season where, like, what happened to all those girls?
Yeah.
What happened to Molly Ringwald? And the other girl that you thought was a lesbian before we brought Jo in and she was the one. Maybe she is. Who knows?
You know, we're not judging.
It was the first season that had infinite girls.
Wait, she had a boyfriend, though.
Which one, Joe?
Joe.
She sure as heck did. And you know what? Anyone that's in a relationship with a member of the opposite sex, that means they are straight as a railroad.
That's how I take it.
A railroad that goes around the world.
Yep.
Which is a circle.
Yes.
Which is bent. let's just say, it's a slow bend, though. You don't see it coming.
You don't.
It appears to be straight. But you keep that thing going long enough, and you go, wait a minute, how do we get back to the start here? I'll tell you that. But then you have shows like Happy Days, where it starts off and they had three children, and it ends and they do not have three children anymore. So you can't really flash back to
Although,
an episode.
Apparently he is mentioned in the final episode.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No. They said no, the final episode has Cunningham, whatever, Howard Cunningham?
Yeah.
He goes like, and both of my children are married. He does not say, and my other one died in Vietnam.
No, he doesn't say that, but he says to me like, and where is so-and-so?
That's one really?
Of the, yeah, one of the, I was reading the... When we did talk about Happy Days before, I was reading the Wikipedia page.
We got to check
page.
On that. Yeah. You know what? I think that final episode may be partially a clip show, too, so it's okay that we're talking about it. I'm believing that it might be.
I was just going to say, we're kind of tangent.
But you don't flash back to, you know, when Styx was on the show, who was their black friend.
Okay.
Who then was like,
don't
Styx
know.
Is no longer around. Styx went to where the other brother went, and off he went. He also went to where Lyman and Garfield went. Remember Lyman and Garfield? He was a character in the Garfield comic strip, and he had a mustache, and he was John's best friend, and he was the owner of Odie.
Yeah.
And then
Odie became
Lyman
John.
Went away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Lyman's gone. You know, there's just sometimes
you don't see Nermal anymore either.
Well, because Garfield became Nermal. We're tangenting too much.
sorry.
Back to topic. Here's someone that I thought did a nice twist on it, and they both did the same twist,
okay.
Which was Community.
Mm-hmm.
Did a twist on the clip show, which was they made up new clips.
Oh,
and they went like hey, the first. They've done it twice. One thing they did was, hey, remember that time? And they flash back to say the time we went to an old Western town. It was all stereotypical things you'd have in a sitcom, and they just had funny clips. And it was like, that's great, and it moved the story along, and it worked. And the second time they did it was like, what are you going to do? And in that case, they showed old clips, but the idea was that Abed was crazy. And so it was showing what really happened. So
okay.
It was like there was an episode they did where it was Abbott was just like imagining it was a Christmas special and it was all claymation. So they just showed what it was really like where they're all sitting around the table and just like pretending that it's claymation and like looking like he's nuts. And then later on when they were having like a big, you know, paintball fight, it wasn't really happening. They were in an insane asylum and they showed them all in white coats acting stuff out. And it was all, everything you know is a lie. It was one of those episodes.
Okay, so it's not really a clip show. It's a Sucker Punch show.
It was a little bit, though it was a clip show, especially the second one, in that they did act out clips from before, but from a different perspective, which is a neat way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an interesting way of doing a clip show, period, which is, you know, hey, remember that time we blank, 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 and you get it then, again, I was saying from a different perspective, from the perspective of an extra in the back. So it's like here's something I've always wanted to see, is a welcome back. Cotter, and then you, which has had clip episodes as well. All right, we're staying on damn topic.
They'd like to do that on Community because I remember there was that one, the Halloween one, where they kept telling the same story, but each person had their own take on it.
Yeah, Rashomon style. Yeah,
it wasn't even Rashomon style. It was just kind of like one was the vampire, one put them.
Oh,
each person
that,
put
that
themselves into
about.
The.
I'm thinking of an earlier one. Okay,
okay.
Yeah. They each put their own thing on the thing. Yeah, they like well, what they like doing on Community is just taking old sitcom cliches and then flipping them. Yeah.
Tangenting.
Is it?
I was making a tea with my fingers.
All right, that's fair enough. It started from clips, and I understand what you're saying. Okay, the other, but I thought that was a nice way to, oh, here's what I wanted to see, and I think it is justified to bring this up because of clip shows.
Okay.
Welcome Back Cotter has done their fair share of clip shows. I believe when Horseshock got married, they did a clip show. What I would like to see is the same, like them flashing back to things that occurred, but from the perspective of one of the students in the back that is never allowed to talk.
Yeah.
And find out why you were never allowed to say word one and how this guy's supposed to be the greatest teacher in the world. But Holy cow, he doesn't let these kids in the back say a damn word. Okay, that was a tangent a little bit. the other show that did a good clip show was the second episode of Clerks, the TV show, Kevin Smith's Clerks.
Okay.
Had them locked in something. I forget what it was. But like the show opens with the two of them walking up the side of a building Batman style.
Yeah.
They get trapped somewhere. And they're like, hey, remember that time from before? And it's the two of them walking up. It was just like the one thing they had before. And then it was like, yeah. And they keep going back to that. And they keep remembering that one clip.
Yeah.
But then they finally start remembering things that have never happened in the show. And again, it was just like imagining the show has been on for years. What would have happened? This would have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I do vaguely remember that one.
All right, we got 40 minutes left. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Quit telling me.
No, it will be.
I feel so useless at this because, you know.
Wait, I can help
you. I'm not a big TV.
I can help you.
Biggest TV guy.
How about this?
Okay.
Are there any albums that would qualify as clip shows? Are there any albums that sample past things that that they've done and put them in? How about All You Need Is Love puts a little I Love You Yeah 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 at the end, little clip.
That's kind of a clip show.
Previous there. Yeah.
You know that song actually cost them quite a bit of money because they put in the they also the other clip they put in there is from the Glenn Miller song you know that I can't think of the name of it now. I can't even think of the song. Shoot,
well, that's good because obviously if it costs you a lot of money, we can't afford.
In the Mood.
Where is it in the mood in that song?
In the end, it's kind of played as kind of riffed on.
Really?
It's quoted in the orchestration.
Wow.
But
have you heard it? Like when you listen to it, mm-hmm. can you hear it?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Wow. Okay.
But apparently George Martin, when he did that, he didn't realize it was still he thought it was out of copyright that he could just use it. It was public domain,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't.
Oh.
So.
Okay. That reminded me of something that actually is a clip show. Okay. Thank God.
Okay.
Okay. Popeye, which I'm going to I'm not tangenting, but it's a segue, which is a legitimate segue.
Okay.
I was reading online today how Popeye is coming up into public domain in North America, but it's already public domain in Europe.
Okay.
You can use Popeye in whatever you want. Make your own Popeye stories in Europe. Popeye, when they had the cheap Popeye cartoons, I believe in the 50s, they used to do a lot of flashbacks. They used to do a lot of flashbacks to old, Oh, okay. Yes. They would have like old, like, you know, I tell you boys. It was always like with Peepeye, Pipeye, Popeye, and Poopeye. Poopeye being the worst name you could possibly.
You wouldn't want that.
That's a terrible flipping name. They would go, boys, don't forget about the old time.
He squinted both eyes.
Yeah, he was just legally blind.
That's right.
Nothing would help him.
Don't open your eyes, Poopeye.
But that's right. I remember Bugs Bunny cartoons used to do that too,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, he'd be sitting with his nephew. It was always a damn nephew. And it was like, Uncle Bugs, tell me about the da-da-da. And he'd go, well, there was this one time I fought a bull. And then he shows the bull.
Okay, there are, yeah. Now that you say that, I do remember that. And those are often those kind of feature film ones.
Yes.
They'll string together a bunch of cartoons as a...
Yeah, the Looney Bugs Bunny Roadrunner movie is all just clip shows.
Yeah,
thank God we found another angle. See, brother? It's going to be okay. Dave is sweating like
profusely,
a podcaster.
Profusely.
Yeah.
That's an actual term now.
Yeah, sweating like a
sweating
podcaster.
Like a podcaster.
Right, and I remember we put up clips a while back of both Sylvester and Yosemite Sam, which was this old gimmick they used to have of like, they would take a clip from an old cartoon of like where it's like a safe gets dropped on his head. Now they go to hell, and the devil goes, I'm sending you back, but you better get that rabbit or eat that bird or, you know, get that Speedy Gonzales. And then they just show a clip from another old cartoon.
Yeah, it's even worse than that because, I mean, they just reuse the backgrounds as well in both cartoons. So
right, even the interstitials are reused. It's the cheapest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah, so Yosemite Sam was going down the same elevator as Sylvester was or vice versa, whoever was first, I don't know.
It's really weird. The Bugs Bunny Roadrunner movie, like, okay, at the time that they showed that in theaters, mm-hmm. it showed in theaters for real, you know, and...
Sorry, I just thought of something.
Okay, all right, good. You pointed behind me, and I thought there was a ghost.
I didn't mean to do that.
Dave's eyes just went, Dave looked like, if you've seen the movie Alien, Dave was the cat that spotted something behind me. Okay.
Sorry, I arched my back. I jumped up in my chair, arched my back, and went.
That's right. But like they in the let me just say the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner movie.
Say the whole name.
Okay, they seem to just show clips that they would already be showing anyway from the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour, which you could watch every Sunday or Saturday.
Every Saturday.
For free.
From 4 to 5.
But though I believe it was also on Sunday. Like, wasn't it?
I don't remember it on Sunday. I only remember it 4 to 5 on Saturdays.
Okay, I remember on Sunday you got the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner, then you had Wonderful World of Disney, then you had Carol Burnett.
No.
Then it was time for bed.
Carol Burnett was on Wednesdays.
No.
Yep.
Wait.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well. Okay. We're gonna have to look this up.
Because after World of Disney was Fraggle Rock and Beachcombers.
Oh, okay. Fraggle Rock is later on in the game.
Yeah. But before that was Beachcombers and then...
All right. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. You're going to play it that way, buddy. You're right about Beachcombers. I can't deny Beachcombers did come on a Sunday. But that would be a tangent. Go to your finger up and the big wide eyes and like, look behind you. Ghost.
I turned all white.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, Costello.
No, I thought
we're looking for Frankenstein, and I can't hear any of your monkey business.
I just suddenly thought of the greatest clip show ever, and I can't believe I didn't think about it before. And I think we can talk for a whole hour about
this. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. That is not a show. That is a song, which quotes other songs in it, right?
Sure, why not? Well, Turn Around Bright Eyes, that's from Watership Down. Yeah, let's go with that.
Turn Around Bright Eyes?
Bright Eyes is a character in Watership Down. Let's just assume at some point in the book Watership Down, someone goes, hey, Bright Eyes, turn around. Because a lot of stuff's going on. Bright Eyes should turn around.
It's a total eclipse of the Watership Down.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Tangent. No, back to topic.
The greatest clip show ever, which I love when I was a kid, which was Hooray for Harold Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
Which that was on every Sunday.
Yes, that was true.
Because I would watch that at my grandma's quite often where we went to have Sunday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the greatest clip show I think that's ever been made. I mean, it's actually hard. I have the Harold Lloyd box set, all his silent films and his talkies at home. It also has all of his pictures, including a bunch of 3D pictures he did. And it comes with 3D glasses that are shaped like his glasses. So it's round 3D glasses that you can watch, look at the pictures if you care to. And that's not a tangent, is it?
No.
So the problem with it is I'm so
used to...
If
you're back to the TV show.
I'm so used to watching those films in that form of the clip show. You know, do you remember that show?
Oh, of course.
Hooray for Harold Lloyd. Wouldn't
that be weird if I didn't know it and I just made that up? That'd be creepy.
And because what's interesting is, it was Harold Lloyd himself who developed those shows. Like in the 50s, he took his movies and he recut them and he issued them as these kind of slapstick compilations. So those were kind of clip movies, I guess, in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple other ones that were done. I think James A.G., who wrote Night of the Hunter and was a movie critic, he was involved in selecting a bunch of silent film comedies and making them into these clip movies.
Oh, cool.
And they're pretty good. What's the problem with them is they add sound effects, which is always really obnoxious in silent films, because part of what makes silent films, you know, slapstick silent films, gives them sort of the magical sense is the silence of it.
Right.
It's less magical and less amusing when you can hear the pain of someone falling down the stairs or a car hitting something. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's also weird if you hear them, if you hear the ka-tung, ka-tung, ka-tung,
yeah.
But you don't hear the ow. Ooh, ow, ow. It's why is he so quiet? Is he all right?
Yeah.
Once you put one sound in, you got to put all the rest of the sound in.
There's a version when I was quite a bit younger, they were still touring the Buster Keaton Festival. And I happened to see it here in town. It was three nights of Buster Keaton movies. And the version of the general they played, though, had sound effects in it, which was really disappointing. So it was, you know, he'd light the cannon and he'd but you wouldn't hear him talking, you know, or other things would have sound. There wasn't like the sound of the train and the sound of the fuse. It was just the sound of the fuse. It was really off-putting.
So like, in the TV show, did they have the sound effects?
No, the TV show was just music. So
good,
it was,
good. So and, it was preferable.
Like I say, it was Harold Lloyd was involved in it. So obviously he had his own aesthetic, you know, like he wasn't going to.
I think there are some of those Hooray for Harold Lloyd's on. Well, obviously there's some Harold Lloyd on YouTube, but I'll try and find some clips. But yeah, definitely that does count as a clip thing. Absolutely.
Oh, and it was such a great show, and I think I saw that before I saw any other silent film comedian. And even though I would come down on the side of Buster Keaton in terms of greatest of the three biggies, with Charlie Chaplin, Harold Lloyd, and Buster Keaton, I would come down on Buster Keaton's side of the thing, but Harold Lloyd is
because
still really great.
Because people would make you choose.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Dave, when the Nazis come to your house,
that's the first question.
And they will. They will aim a gun at your mother and will say, choose, and they'll give you a series of choices. Because that's what the Nazis were famous for doing, was giving people, they were ultimatums. You've got to like, who do you like more, your dad or your mom?
Yeah.
How do you? I'm tangenting. Go on.
Well, I was just going to say,
the History Channel, nothing but World War II clips. So many clips.
Clip channel.
It used to be a clip show, nothing but clip show. Okay, go. Now they show like anything. Now they show like Sherlock Holmes, the movie, and it's like, that's history. That's not history. Go back to being a clip show. That's what you should be, and I am on topic. Go. Continue, sir.
You're on topic. I don't know if I've run out of things to say, but I just think in terms of... like that's kind of a different sense of a clip show in the way that, in the sense that it was bringing these great movies to a new audience in a form that was easily digestible by people, you know, like.
Well, when else are you going to see, especially when Hooray for Harold Lloyd was on, there's no other option for like, unless there's a festival in town, you can't. Or you decide to go to the library and see if they've got some of those and can bring them home. They had no VHS tapes, you know, so what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, unless you're insane. Or you're really dedicated to those, like...
Or your neighbor's with Harold Lloyd and can push him down the stairs.
Well, Harold Lloyd...
Wouldn't that be tempting if you lived next to Buster Keaton? It's like you just like, hey, Buster, and you just push him into traffic because you know it'd be hilarious.
Buster Keaton was not a businessman. His movies were sitting in his garage.
Can you tie this into clips?
His movies were sitting in the garage, rotting. Like literally rotting because they were on the silver nitrate.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Fortunately, a person named Raymond Rohauer discovered this and he took the films and saved them. Mm-hmm. Harold Lloyd, on the other hand, and Charlie Chaplin carefully preserved their films. And so Harold Lloyd was able to make a clip show and make clip movies out of those existing films. A lot of those, I can't remember, there's a huge percentage of films that disappeared from the silent era.
And I'm not in any way comparing myself to anyone, whenever I'm trying to put a bunch of clips together of past stuff I've done, I can't because things got erased, bulk erased. Like all my work at CBC was bulk erased because videotape was worth more empty than it was with comedy on it, which was a similar thing. Monty Python, they sure have done a lot of clip shows. There's been a lot of Monty Python clip shows, which lets me talk about Monty Python and go, those almost got bulk erased. And thank God those were saved, which is much more important than my bullshit being saved.
But even better was the fact that they saved it themselves, bought the tapes, literally paid for the material tape, and own their own shows.
Well, I've done that like with other stuff I've done since because,
you learned.
Because you learn that you've got to like have a copy of things all the time. So was that the only like silent – Buster Keaton, there was never any like Buster Keaton type clip show on
No,
TV.
That would have been great. That would have been great. But like he died before Harold Lloyd and he wasn't – like I say, wasn't a businessman. He did not have a business mind. He signed contracts. And trusted the people he signed the contracts with and, you know, crossed his fingers that they had his best interest in heart, which they never did.
And that's where his sad look came from.
That's right.
I was watching, I think it was American Masters, but it was about Johnny Carson recently, which showed a bunch of clips of Johnny Carson. So let me say that counts.
Sure.
Here's what you get from watching a whole thing on Johnny Carson. He was really funny. His mother didn't love him enough and never gave him enough attention. He always wanted that attention. He was a little bit sad. He was probably the best ever at what he did, and he's kind of sad. But when he retired, he was happy, and that was it.
Is that right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. He seemed really kind of happy when he retired. He used to, like, send David Letterman faxes with jokes on, and the most delightful thing was when Letterman would read some of those jokes on the air, and he'd just be giddy with it.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's what you see with almost any of these, like, shows. Almost any shows like a... Behind the Music, that's a clip show. There's something, or a biography. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It fell under the same thing of every biography episode, which is weird because it makes you go, maybe all life is like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they always have, you know, it was like humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. There was a small sign that maybe this was going to happen.
Yeah.
There's someone in their life that said, no, you can't. They went, yes, I can. They rose to greatness, lost everything.
Yeah.
Blew it. Yeah. Whatever you did first, the first success, you blew it, buddy. Plunged. And then a little bit of a comeback. And if there isn't a comeback, But, you know, they might be making a comeback. So if it's a band that had a one hit, it always ends with, you know, but they're working hard today on their next album. What will occur? We don't know. And if it did, they did get a good second album. They'll go, yep, and their second album was even da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how they always go. It's always the same. You know, you're always going to have your success.
Yeah.
Blow it. It's never success and just kept going, buddy. Maybe Sinatra.
But even he had his dark times.
Did Sinatra ever have a, like, just kind of coming down? I mean, I know age will always, like, come at you and well, like, I mean, kick you in the butt.
That's a big part of it. And I mean, yeah.
Oh, but here, sorry, with the Carson thing, something they really stressed over and over again was through a series of clips. They showed it through clips.
Yeah.
So this does count. Was that the thing he treasured more than anything else was loyalty. Treasured loyalty.
Hence his complete rejection of Joan Rivers after she...
Well, that was the thing. Yeah. He found her disloyal. But what I always find, like, whenever you have someone... That's always a huge red flag if someone demands loyalty, because it always means they're going to screw you over. Because almost like the thing that someone always demands of you is like, David, the one thing I'm going to say of you, don't steal from me.
Yeah.
I'm probably a thief. This is the first thing I expect. First I used to tour with a guy who used to be like, are you on drugs? And it was like, I'm not. He was a drug addict.
Yeah.
But like, you got Johnny Carson going, loyalty is the most important thing to me. How many wives later? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, how many affairs did you have? And how many this and how many that?
He's pretty loyal to Ed, though.
Well, he was, you mean, keeping him on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but he's a good business decision. Is that loyalty? You know, what's the better decision? To like ditch your sidekick that's working for you?
I guess.
You know? I mean, the other thing is it's sometimes the devil you know, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it's the devil you know. But I know this from the clips that I saw.
Okay.
Lots of clips.
Well, let's just go back a little bit because you mentioned Monty Python.
By the way, we are 24 minutes left.
Oh, that's good. You mentioned Monty Python and the clip shows.
Oh, that's what you're doing when you're holding up. Dave keeps holding up a little, like, it looks like halftime, but you're putting T for topic up, like as in I'm off topic.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. All right, tangent. Very good. All right. Tangent is what it was. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I thought it was like, terrific job, Ian. Keep going. Top drawer.
Keep on top. Talking about that thing that has nothing to do with clip shows.
It was a clip show I was talking about.
It was. Yeah, you were pretty close. I'm sorry. I just felt like you're kind of wandering away, but you brought it back in. Okay. You brought it back, and I was happy for that. No, I was just going to say about Monty Python with
sorry
their clip shows.
Sorry to get
shows.
Clippy with you there,
Dave. It's okay.
All right.
With
Monty Python.
Monty Python and their clip shows is there's one I'm sick of them. Like, I love Monty Python. I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, everything they've ever done is great.
The Nazis come to your house. We're going to shoot Monty Python or the Beatles. Who do we shoot, Dave?
Monty Python.
Blam. Okay, go ahead.
I still love Monty Python. But I feel like I love everything they've ever done except for the humor that is on their DVDs. Like, I hate when they have the kind of quote-unquote Monty Python humor, you know, with the kind of like, don't push this button, and you know, that kind of thing like that. You know what I mean? You're just kind of, you know, and it's just that
it
kind of corny.
Come across as the high school friends of yours doing a Monty Python impression.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the trick, is like whenever you see these clip shows, I'm tying it to the clip shows.
Good, thank you.
And you see the actors talking about the shows in between, mm-hmm. when they're being straight.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
When they start joking around, it really feels like they're doing an impression of Monty Python, which they can't do anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, now it feels weird.
Yeah.
Feels strange.
Yeah, it was just kind of like what made Python great was his particular dynamic. But now what you have is Terry Jones in a studio with a microphone and a script, probably not written by him, just given to him by the company that's producing the DVD or the clip show or whatever.
Right.
And they're just saying, oh, we'll just do this in one of your funny voices and it'll be great. And we'll just put it on and it'll be super. You know, and you're just kind of like, no, it's not super because, you know, it's kind of a pale imitation of this thing.
Now, you mentioning the Monty Python, like DVDs and specials and that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
There was one recently that was like a five-parter that showed lots and lots of clips.
Where each one chose their own, their kind of favorite shows.
Like, I think that's what happened. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. But that was also available on DVD, and mm-hmm. there was like extra things on DVD.
Yeah.
Which I think lets us talk a little bit about DVDs because like on almost any TV show DVD, or on quite a few of them, they have lots of clips there, like on a topic. Like when I've written a damn clip show now that I'm thinking about it. Hooray! This actually works. Back in the days of VHS tape.
Yep.
Cast your mind back, Dave.
All right,
you good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember to wear a condom. It's dangerous times.
Okay.
There was a thing I did.
Believe me, in those days, I didn't do anything that was dangerous then.
Yeah. Except choked on that condom the one time. Just like to slap it back. sorry, that's a tangent. But there was a tape they were putting out in the UK called Bart Wars, and it was all episodes of The Simpsons that had to do with Star Wars or some sort of connection with Star Wars.
Okay.
So it was like the episode where Mark Hamill's on would be an example of one of those. And so what I was asked to do, because I was writing for the comic at the time, was look through The Simpsons and see any references to Star Wars I could find.
Yeah.
And then I would find them, and I had to link them all together. And I linked them all together with like a narrator and some business and hopefully somewhat funny. Who the heck knows? But that was one of the first examples I'd seen of someone doing that, was like me doing that. And now that seems to be a normal thing you see on DVDs, is like if you get the Family Matters DVD. I have never gotten the Family Matters DVD.
What is that?
Oh, that would be like Family Matters is the show with Urkel.
Oh, okay.
That I consider to be a spinoff of Die Hard.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's the same cop.
Yep.
And you could just tie them together. Do you have his name
Reggie?
Let's go with that.
Okay.
But you always have a thing on there just like the best of Urkel or Urkel's greatest inventions. And they don't have the pretense, of course, of the episode where, you know, we got locked in the invention chamber and a robot's holding us captive. Yeah. This reminds me of other robots I've built. They just go directly to it. It's like, listen, do you want to see funny clips? We're just going to show you a bunch of funny clips in a row. Fuck the pretense.
Yeah.
You want to see this? There it is.
Yeah.
Or, heck, YouTube. You know, if you want to see all the references to fill in the blank, you know, if you want to see all of James Bond's, you know, kill lines, jokes after killing people, go online, you can see them. All the flirting with Moneypenny, it's all in a row. And so I think, like, DVDs...
That would get a bit much.
But the nice thing is, it being YouTube, of course you're not going to watch the whole thing. You're going to see a kitten off to the side go, what's that thing doing? Oh, it's got the most adorable birth defect. It makes it look like a kitten forever. That's fantastic. But I think that's what's probably killed the clip show, is that you can get – it's available.
Yeah.
You know, back when they used to do it on like Happy Days, you know, what are you going to do? You only see the episodes, you know, twice a year, maybe if you watch the reruns. And so it's a real treat seeing all these like, oh, remember when Pinky Duscadero showed up? Oh, right. I remember that. And then Leather Tuscadero showed up.
I don't remember
and then she joined with the Suedes, and it was Leather and the Suedes. And that was the
Leather played by Susie Quattro.
I could not say.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting idea. I wish I could talk about it, but on this episode, David,
we cannot. Sorry. Well, here's a kind of a clip show that this occurred to me. Okay. It's kind of the weirdest clip show ever, and it was a movie called All This in World War III.
Oh, wait.
Do you remember this?
That sounds familiar.
This is what it's been a long time since I saw it, but basically it's a bunch of bands covering Beatles songs. Because for some reason, at the end of the 70s, there was this weird Beatles nostalgia. There was Beatlemania playing on Broadway. People dressed like the Beatles doing their career. And they even came here to town and played Beatlemania. I think I actually went and saw it now that I think about it. But anyway, yeah, I went and saw Beatlemania. And then
Killed a man.
There was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with the Bee Gees.
Right.
And it was supposed to be – had absolutely nothing to do with the Beatles other than it had various people like Aerosmith and Alice Cooper and Steve Martin singing Beatles songs.
Right.
And
George Burns as well.
George Burns, that's right. That's right. Oh, my God. And
these are painful memories. It's okay.
And then there was All This in World War III, which was clips from World War II to Beatles songs.
Oh.
So I think the idea was that we don't, you know, no more war anymore. And a show, you know, we'll have Beatles songs play and we'll have this movie.
Wow, okay.
And so it's, you know, various bands.
So I assume it's things like Help and not Twist and Shout.
Maybe, I don't know.
Why don't we do it on the road? Probably not in that montage.
Why don't we do it in the road? I don't know. It could be.
Number nine.
I don't think that would be.
Nine.
I don't think anyone's going to cover that.
No, you know who you do. Yeah. Number nine. You just have like Hitler saying no.
Number
nine.
There you go.
Absolutely, that would work.
Sure. That'd be a long, long bit of clip. But anyway.
David, it was a long war.
So that's one kind of clip show that I – and that just seems kind of weird to me.
Yep.
But it,
You're not wrong. That is weird.
It was kind of its time, I guess, but it seems strange, and it kind of disappeared.
Here's something that you don't really...
Kind of say I have the record. That's a double record, but anyway.
Oh, okay. Very good. But do you don't? Do you have the Sgt. Pepper?
Yes, I do.
With the Bee Gees?
Yep.
Okay. I like Steve Martin in that, but I can't talk about it. Damn it. I wish Steve Martin had a series of clips.
He does Maxwell Silver Hammer in it.
Oh, here. It's Saturday Night Live often shows clip shows.
Do they?
Yeah, they do like the best of Adam Baldwin, of Steve Martin, the best of this kind of and that kind of. And always by the time they get about like a half hour in, you go, that's enough of that guy. There's a reason the show works with variety. That's enough. I could use a musical act now. I've had enough of Martin Short. Thank you. I've had enough of Chris Farley. I get it. He's great. He's great in small doses. Thank you.
But he's great in small doses because all those people you're mentioning, once they're on the show, they have a character. And that's the character they play for every show forever after. You know what I mean?
Oh, they have a type or...
Yeah, like how often does Chris Farley play...
He's definitely a type.
Well, they're all types though.
But you get someone like an Alec Baldwin.
He plays a type.
But he also does impressions. He's also the kind of guy that likes to branch out and or someone like a John Hamm. He's someone who really likes to do actory things. So he'll go the stupid, weird thing or play a character that's radically different. Like he just likes both, I think, like John Hamm
but
and
is
Alec
there a
Baldwin.
Best of John, is there a best of John Hamm?
There will be.
Did you get bored of the Alec Baldwin one? Then?
Yeah, you do. You get bored of
because...
it.
Because
it's enough of that. It's like it's cake. And
but
then
how
more
long
cake,
is it? How long is
more
it? Though?
Cake. It's usually like about an hour. Maybe it's longer if it's the DVD. Maybe it's a full 90 minutes. You're like, it's like okay.
It sounds painful.
Well, I mean, you can only do so much with your vocal range. Like it's okay. Like an Alec Baldwin is better than a Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Like or a Chris Rock. When they do a Chris.
What about
Rock,
an Adam Sandler one?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one.
But there's music.
There is. An Alec Baldwin one, at least he does try different characters, so you're like a little bit better. And I think when they do the John Hamm one, because he really does a lot of varied characters, it will be better. Like Kristen Wiig, not so bad. I would say like a best of Kristen Wiig would be all right. But like, oh, yeah, it can be a rough, rough ride. That's enough of that, I usually say. Especially, yeah, if it's like a Martin Short. Bless Martin Short. Oh, bless his heart.
But Ed Grimley should have stayed on SCTV.
I think so.
Yeah.
And not been a cartoon show, which it was as well.
Tangent.
It is a tangent. It's so painful. That really wants me to make me tangent to the Back to the Future cartoon show as well. But I can't do that. Here's another thing that I don't know if existed before and might have been something that has killed the clip show. I'm going with the idea that the clip show has been killed because I have not seen a lot except ironically done or with a big twist as Community. Is... I don't remember shows in the past having the previously on and then showing you a lot of stuff to catch you up. You know, like you watch an HBO show like Girls or Game of Thrones or Newsroom or what have you, and before it starts, it just shows you what's been happening this whole season, or Mad Men. It shows you what's been happening the whole season, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, like
that's
Mad
helpful.
Men really just shows you what's gonna things that are related to what's gonna happen that episode.
Well, they
but
all
like,
do that,
but Game of Flippin' Thrones, and like, you know, it's just like I'm showing you everything, brother. Here's the whole damn thing. So there'd be no reason, you know, with a show like that, if you have it previously on, you don't need a, hey, remember when, because we start off with a remember when.
Well, I guess that kind of counts in a way as a quick
15
show.
Minutes left.
I'll speak very slowly. What I was thinking, one thing I like, you're talking about Saturday Night Live, I'm thinking about variety, like clip shows or variety shows. The ones I really like are like the Ed Sullivan kind of clip shows you'll see on PBS and stuff like that, where they just kind of group a bunch of things together, or even the videotapes. Mm-hmm. What's really great about those is they might have like a theme, like Christmas, and it might be all a bunch of acts that are Christmas acts, but it'll be not just singers, it'll also have comedians that happen to be on in that time and had seasonal material.
Yeah.
And so you do get that variety, and that's, you know, so you do appreciate that, you know, so you get, you know, these super great 60s acts or whatever, plus... You know,
I was just remembering for some reason seasonal material. MASH did have the occasional clip show. It would have been,
but they couldn't go back to the first season, could they? Speaking of,
well, why couldn't they go back to the first season?
Because there's so many more people on the show in the first season of.
Yeah,
MASH.
What happened to Spear Chucker? What happened to that guy?
Yeah,
besides, someone read his name. Spear Chucker Jones.
A more innocent time.
It would be great if in the final episode of MASH, Spear Chucker had just come back and like, why didn't anyone look for me? He's just been out. He's been like a prisoner for years. But what they could never do, even though they had flashback episodes or clip show episodes, they could never go like, hey, remember all the great Christmases we had? All 10 of those Christmases in this 3-year war. They just went, fuck it. Who cares? Three's company used to do a fair amount of clip shows.
Really?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. It would be something like, listen, it sounds like one of them's leaving. You think like maybe Jack's leaving.
Okay.
Like, but remember all the good times we've had here, and they would flashback.
Okay.
Everything. Yeah. I'm trying to think of good times now has ever done any.
Well, when they did clip shows, would the actors be on the show?
They would usually. It would usually be like usually two actors, or were them
they,
all sitting
were they
around.
Paid per show, or are they saving money by not having some of the actors on the show?
I think they get paid. Well, I think some actors get paid for show, some get paid per season. But here's the thing: you show a clip of somebody, you've got to pay them for the clip. Like as an actor, you don't get to use that clip for free. But I think it's cheaper because you don't have to use like the camera crew. And
yeah. Okay.
Everything's already edited and mixed.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, you're doing it as a cost saving venture, or because of something you've negotiated with your actors. Speaking of the clip thing of Carson that I saw, boy, that guy did not do a lot of shows. That's a weird thing. It's like he just would like do maybe 3 shows a week.
Is that right?
Yeah, Johnny Carson. Then they show a rerun, and then they wouldn't have something on Friday anyway. Just like, and he'd take all these vacations.
Yeah.
Like tons of vacations. Like you can't imagine like Jay Leno or David Letterman or Conan O'Brien, you know, just not on their own shows anymore. Everyone's holding on to them like, you know, they're going to be stolen away, which they probably are. No, you never have guest hosts unless you have a heart attack, and in which case, you know, you have no choice. Which I've learned from the Carson clip show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice recovery.
Dave put up once again the time for tea.
Would you count like albums like Keitel's Superstars or Dynamite or Music Explosion or Music Express?
Goofy Greats.
Would those be kind of clip shows, right? In the sense that particularly like Goofy Greats, where you're taking songs from a whole range of eras, right? I mean, it has stuff from the 50s like Rock and Robin and Purple People Eater. Has stuff from the 60s like Dirty Water.
One of the things that qualifies a thing to be a clip show instead
has to be the overarching.
Well, yeah, it's not just clips.
Okay.
It's got to be, you know, what's connecting all of these things together. Like if you had a Carol Burnett thing, which, I mean, there used to be Carol Burnett and Friends, which would show clips of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a thing, you know, off the top where she would occasionally do on her variety show, which is, like you say, something seasonal, just like Merry Christmas, everybody. You know, we've had a lot of Christmas fun. And then you just show Christmas clips.
Yeah.
Then I would say that's a clip show, whereas Carol Burnett and Friends, which is just clips, is not a clip show.
Oh, okay. So
I would say unless there's something somehow tying all of these songs together thematically, perhaps Goofy Greats I'd give you, but something like, you know, K-Tel's, you know, hits of the 70s would not be a clip thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Unless they all had the same theme. That's a tough one. If it was all songs about weed.
Their theme was they all happened to be in the top 40.
All bands named after food.
During the time, no, they did not do that.
Okay.
Just they all happened to be hits at the time the record was produced. So.
Okay. Then Turn It Up, Man.
Yes. There probably was one called Turn It Up.
Mm-hmm. Now, do podcasts, speaking of us, do podcasts do clip shows? I guess, I think there's a show I listen to a bit, Freakonomics, and they put on things that they've done on other shows, you know, as like proper episodes. But I'm trying to think of like other podcasts just like do best of episodes.
I would think that, you know what, it's less work to produce a new show than to go back and listen to all your shows and edit.
Is it?
The material.
You're the editor, so you would know that.
Well, I just think in terms of editing, it would be easy, but unless you kept careful show logs. How would you know where stuff is?
Well, I'll tell you. I think it would be easier for, say, us to do it.
Why?
And maybe one day in the future we'll do it. Because what we do is...
we only have 31 shows.
So, well, you know, there's some okay stuff in there. We could probably pad it out. But what we do is we run almost start to finish. There's very little editing, as in like I better take out this chunk, move this over here,
no.
This moves over here.
I never
here.
Do that.
But a show like, say...
That sounds like work.
Right. A show that's like a This American Life or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be a lot easier for them to put... Which they do! Ha-ha!
But yeah, but,
yes, they do.
But
they
This American Life is a radio show before it's a podcast. And
right, but they do clip shows.
Yeah.
They do clip shows
well, that's
there.
Fine, but they
asked and answered, Ian. Well done. Thank you.
They have a crew of people working on the show.
Right.
They keep logs of all their of all their content and stuff like that, right? Like if we did that, well, it would be easier, you know, if you said, well, we talked about, you know, Monty Python, we talked about Harold Lloyd, we talked about
Brady
Bunch.
It would take effort.
Yeah. So fuck it.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're tangenting again.
Not really. We're talking about clips.
Okay, all right. And how hard clip shows are to do.
Well, I think it would be hard to do on a like with a small small amount of man. Like, what's the word I'm looking for?
With a small man, if we had
Colonel Tom Thumb, it would be very difficult to do.
If we had Peter Dinklage on here from Game of Thrones, yeah. And I can show you some clips of everything he's ever done on the show.
Okay. Oh, on our show?
Yes.
That would be really easy.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, you know, if you have people to do it, then it would be easy to do. If you have someone, you just pay them and you say, listen to all the shows I've done, you know, write down all the topics. And, you know, maybe mark them what you think is best. Right. And I will listen to them and I will decide if they should be in
the
picture.
We are a mom and pop organization.
We are a mom and pop.
I see you as the mom.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is my long hair?
Yeah.
My long ponytail?
Your long, beautiful ponytail.
Oop, boop.
Wait, are you going to clip it off before England? Because that would count as a clip thing. No, This American Life definitely does do themed clip shows. So podcasts do. Like, I understand we're very different beasts. Our type of podcast, their type of podcast. But, you know, TV shows are TV shows. A sitcom is, you know, there's sitcoms and there's PBS shows. They're both TV shows, even though they're radically different. This American Life is the PBS, and we're the jerk-ass public whatever thing on Channel 4 where anyone can come and have a show if they show up and they keep their pants on.
There's probably not many, like, British sitcoms that have a clip show.
Really? Oh boy, I'm going to think that there are. I'm going to have to. I can't name one, but I think that there are. I'm now, by the way, realizing that I did a clip show as well. I used to be on a show called Complaint Department.
Okay.
On Channel 4.
Yeah.
And the idea was people would call in with complaints, and it would be me. And started with Laura Januszewski, moved to David Russell, and then he moved on and made it a success. but yeah, before David came on, we ran a clip show of, like, kind of a best of, and had to, you know, search through the old archives. And you're right, that is damn hard work. That's a lot harder than just, like, listening to people complain and making wise-ass comments, which is really what I did every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for the kind of thing we do, definitely easier to just do this.
Yeah, well, you're sitting in a chair and you're talking for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that this would
be... Which, for some people, is really difficult.
For some people, but not for us, because we're a couple of yakaholics. So
okay,
we can sit in...
You were panicking about this episode before we did it.
I wasn't panicking about having to talk. Actually, I look forward to doing Sneaky Dragon every week.
Oh, bless your heart.
I mean, the fact is that we come here, we talk for a solid hour.
Yeah.
We go to a restaurant, we talk for a solid hour in the restaurant.
Right.
And then sometimes we come back here and we do another show for another solid hour. Oh, I'm tangenting, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying that is much easier than doing a clip show, mm-hmm. where you would have to be sitting down and listening to a lot
of... Speaking of dinners, you know who had good clip shows was the Galloping Gourmet.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah, he had good clip shows because he had a lot of clips. Anyway, they would always have a clip off the top of some adventure he and his wife had, you know, somewhere in the world, and they tied that into the food. And so they sometimes had episodes where they would just show the clips from around the world, or show the clips of, like, you know, the food really fast and things like that. And yeah, he had good clip shows.
Was there ever a Doctor Who clip show?
I'm trying to think about that. I think you could answer that better than me, because you were a fan of the show.
I am a
before
fan of the
it
show.
Became cool, as they say.
And I can't think of any. The only one I can think of is kind of like when Tom Baker's character died during
spoilers.
That's right. It's a totally different Doctor now than Tom Baker.
Spoilers.
Sorry to spoil that, everyone. When he died during his transformation, what is it called?
Regeneration.
Talk
about my regeneration.
Into Peter Davison.
Yeah.
You know, it has, like, it kind of goes back. There's various, you know.
Memories,
It goes back to Joe and it, or not Joe, but it goes back to.
Wait a second. Is that the one where the master is laughing and, like, give up, doctor, you should just die. And it's like the spinning head of the master, like, die, seriously. Ha, 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 ha. You should. I'd just die if I were you. Why don't you die? And then he goes, I'm not going to die. And then becomes the guy.
But I think he kind of has, there's like kind of clips back to through various assistants and.
Well, this actually reminds me of kind of like. Who was the actress who passed away recently who had her own spin-off show?
Sarah Jane Smith, but I don't know the actress's name.
So. Right, I forgot. We'll find out her name. But she was wonderful, and her passing away, that just reminded me of something that does trigger a clip show quite often, which is an actor passing away on the show. And the example that comes to mind is, I think, Jack Sue on Barney Miller.
Okay.
Where his character, and I'm trying
how about
to...
How about when Coach died on Cheers, during Cheers?
I'm not sure if that one, but I remember on Barney Miller, they did do a whole bunch of, you know, best of clips. Like, okay. If an actor passes away on the show,
yeah.
they'll show that, and it'll be a little tribute at the funeral, mm-hmm. or, you know, usually
they still have that. They still have that Abe Vigoda episode queued up and ready to play.
Man, that guy just hung on. Good for him. Absolutely good for him.
Yes.
He's ain't going. Mm-hmm. He's going to outlive us all. Some people say he's a biblical character.
Possibly.
But that is something they do. And though I was saying, like, at the funeral, they don't do it at the funeral often. You know, they'll do it back at home afterwards because, again, it's a little cheaper. And it always comes down to it, and it's sad. But, like, they'll come back. Like, Barney Miller, I don't think they ever really left the station. You know, that
they
was...
They did in the pilot shows and stuff like that.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right. I explained within 15 seconds.
I can't. This is a tangent.
All right. Good. Yeah. I mean, that was like a one set show, and then it just came back.
Yeah.
Are there any plays that are, now I'm thinking of like sets, any plays that have that kind of thing?
Plays that are a clip show?
Yeah. Any plays that like show things?
I wonder if one of Shakespeare's histories of it, like one of his kind of king histories would be like a clip show of a king's history, you know, his life.
Yeah. Well, I
don't know them very well because that sounds even less interesting than watching.
I'm doing an improv show called, and this does tie in. I am doing an improv show based on Aaron Sorkin's work called Sorkinprov.
Okay.
And my wife Pia put up a clip online of Sorkin's earlier work and how he borrows from himself enough that I would say Sorkin's work often qualifies as a clip show.
Sorry.
Yeah, using just huge clips of dialogue and almost scenes from previous shows he's done. I will put that up. And that will make sense. We've got 1 minute left, Dave.
Wow, we did it.
We have not yet. We've got 1 minute left. That's what I'm saying.
No, we're done.
The last minute is the hardest minute.
It is?
Yeah.
According to...
Hey, Dave, remember when we started this show?
Yeah.
Remember? Hey, Dave, welcome to the beginning of the show. I'm Ian Boothby. Welcome to Sneaky Dragon. As you know, we're going to be, this is our show where we're going to draw from a hat,
yep.
and try to stay on topic the whole time.
We're not going to be able to do it.
So Dave's going to either shut his eyes or take off his glasses because he's blind either way.
I'm blind as a bat.
There you are. Okay, Dave, so reach into the hat and here we go. Okay. And what is it?
I'm reaching in.
Okay, pick it up.
Reaching in, picking out, picking
What'd
out.
What you got?
What have I got? Great Danes. From my wife's Lisa's cousin in Shetland Islands.
Right.
Mary Henry.
Okay, and for flashing back to now, Dave, that was a good clip show, but you misremembered.
I know, I thought that I can't remember what.
7 seconds. 5 seconds. Anything more to say in clips?
This is too fast, sorry.
Their era is over, it's done. And we're done!
We did it!
We did it! We did it, you sons of bitches! You kings of Maine! You princes of New Orleans! I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, that was hard. The timer is done. But we stayed on topic. So who was our winner tonight?
Our winner tonight was Mike Roth.
And you know what? Let's give a t-shirt as well to our runner-up, who was?
Mary Henry.
There you go. So both Mike Roth and Mary Henry will be contacting you. What's that?
I wish I could get it finished in time so I could just take it over to Orkney's with me and just leave it with her aunt and she could pick, or with her mom and she could pick it up from her.
Oh, that's a good point.
Lisa's aunt.
Well, you know, possibly we can. We'll talk about that. But both of you will be approaching you for your shirt sizes. Please be honest. I know you like going like one size too small because, you know,
don't do that.
We're a vain, vain world. But look, you want a shirt that's going to fit you.
Yeah.
We want you out there wearing the shirt. And if you want
Not everyone wears an extra small like me.
That's right. Because you just like showing off the pecs. Dave's shirts are so tight you can see his tattoos through them, and it's a little disturbing.
That's right. Well, I have braille tattoos. That's
yeah, and they all, if you rub his arms, they say, "My eyes are up here." It's a joke he plays on blind people
all
the time.
Yeah, I like to be inclusive.
Right. Now, if you want one of these shirts, maybe in the future we will put these on some sort of
way,
some sort of, we'll do something.
We'll do some sort of thing that... It lets people do stuff.
That's right. But you know what?
We'll figure it out.
Dave doesn't have the time for this because he's off to England.
I'm leaving for England next week.
So. Now, Dave, does this mean how long are you going to be gone for?
I'll be gone for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So no shows for 3 weeks, everybody.
Well, no shows for 4 weeks, really.
No shows for 4 weeks. We're not doing any shows. So
wait a second.
Wait, what's going on,
wait,
Dave?
Wait
what's
a
up?
Second.
What's up, Dave?
No, that's
what's
not true.
What's going on? What's going on?
You know, I don't know if you were aware of this, Ian.
Huh?
But we actually pre-recorded shows just for this eventuality.
Well, Dave, that sounds like that would take effort, and that does not sound like us.
We have been working like slaves through this month, actually. We've been working a lot.
We have been moving a lot of people through this office.
We've been double shifting.
We've got guests coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise guests.
Surprise guests, yeah. We're not going to say who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But
would one of the actors have played Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter?
No.
Okay, so that's good.
One of them is Mr. X.
Who sounds an awful lot like this.
You might be surprised to hear a whole show with this guest.
I don't want to hear that one. That sounds terrible.
Well, I can help it. All right. Okay. Someone dropped out of one of the shows, so we had to begin with
Chicks. Here's what's gonna happen. Dave's gonna be gone, mm-hmm. but he's gonna be editing from his car in England.
That's right.
He's gonna be powered by a lighter.
The shows are edited.
Okay.
The title cards are drawn.
Yep.
Everything's ready to go.
All right. So Dave's gonna be putting those things up. I'm going to be doing nothing.
You're going to do nothing while I'm
done? I don't know. But I'll be drawing the normal little cartoons I draw.
You should have, yeah.
I'll be doing the normal type things. We're going to take a little summer break, but not a summer break for entertainment. You will still be able to listen to the shows.
Lucky you.
Because we care about you, and we appreciate you listening to us. If you're in Vancouver, I've got a show coming up on July 19th at the Cosmic Zoo. It's a Titmouse show, and normally that's like a mix of stand-up and improv and sketch. We're going to do a little bit of a different format this time, and we're going to be like the Titmouse folks are running the whole show. So it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be interesting, and we're going to be...
Are you going to have stand-up in it still?
There's going to be like a little bit of stand-up. We're going to have Ben Mills will be one of our favorites.
Ben Mills is great.
Coming back, but I don't want to spoil anything else. Okay. Just saying that...
I just want to say the last time I saw Ben Mills, I was choking with laughter.
He is just
I could
hilarious.
Not breathe. Yeah. I was laughing so hard.
You're not wrong. If you want to see him in a little weird clip, look up a thing called Fudge Cops. On YouTube. Hopefully the wrong thing won't come up. That could go horrible. But you'll see him and Graham Clark and Dave Shumka, who are two very funny comedians who do a podcast called Stop Podcasting Yourself. And it's
I've heard of them as cops
who like fudge.
Nice.
So anyway, that's, I believe, July 19th. It's always the third Thursday of the month at the Cosmic Zoo here in Vancouver. Hopefully you come to that. And if you want to pick up any of my comic books, hey, why don't you do that? It's Simpsons, Futurama comic books. I write for both of those. And have one coming up, Mars Attacks the Holidays, coming from IDW.
Nice.
And anything to say before you go for England, my friend?
Nope. I'll see everyone in August.
All right. Dave will be coming back with a very thick, thick Cockney accent.
Cockney?
And perhaps be a pickpocket.
Most definitely. At least, or not a pickpocket, I'll be a chimney sweep.
Okay. Say hi to Big Ben.
I'm all about honest work.
Do you know, what is Big Ben, by the way? Here's a little bit of trivia. What is Big Ben?
The Big Ben is the bell inside the tower.
Yes, indeed. We have a winner. All right. That's it. We're going to leave on that winning
Woo!
Thing.
Goodbye, everyone.
All right. Goodbye, says Dave, for like a month. But you're sort of going to be hearing us next week anyway. It'll be fine. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
We did it.
Cheerio.
We did it!
We win. It's the most boring show ever, but we did it!